Yeah, just wanted to give you a quick update, Dave Stanley, on what's playing out over there in California, in La Quinta, the American Express. PGA Tour event is off and running, and Paul Gow's two tips are looking quite handy through the opening holes. Cam Davis is -4 through 7.
Yep.
And Phil Mickelson, -3 through 13. So going along quite nicely, Gowie's tips there over in Cali.
Beautiful, mate. We like that. It's a beautiful morning here in Cowra in the Central West, of course. We are here live and loud for a massive weekend of racing. Of course, the Big Cowra Cup on Sunday. And looking forward to a packed racetrack. Of course, the Calcutta tomorrow night. And you're going to be there with Jimmy Casti, Alan Robinson, Trevor Gilmeister, Alan Langer, and Royce Simmons. They're all in town, and Royce is going to have a beer with everyone, he said to me last night, so make sure you hit him up. In fact, hit all the boys up, because they'll be keen for a yarn and a chat and plenty of photos, as are the club. They're really pouring their heart and soul into this. The track did get a bit of rain last night. They copped in some parts nearly 60 mil of rain around the Cowra area. It was unbelievable. There was a bit of flash flooding as well in town, but from all reports that there's a nice sand base in the track out here, so there'll be no drama with racing on Sunday. And we wanted to get this gentleman in, Andrew Molloy, because he's a trainer in this part of the world. He's got a live chance in the Cup, and he's got a couple in as well on Sunday. Welcome to the Big Sports Breakfast, mate.
Thanks, Dave. Yeah, appreciate it.
Mate, I want to firstly talk about training before we get to the Cup. Training in this part of the world, and the fact that now prize money in New South Wales through Peter Volandis and Race New South Wales has been increased, and you've got these showcase meetings, etc. You're in a good spot, aren't you? It's a lot easier now than it was a few moons ago.
The prize money's a lot better. To be fair, it's a lot harder to get, Dave. We've got to be honest with ourselves there.
Yep.
But our area, Cowra, Wellington, Narromine, where it's still true country racing, it's really good, yeah. To be fair, Orange, Bathurst, they're sort of semi-provincial racing now.
Yep.
But, you know, we've got to accept that with more prize money.
And yeah. With, obviously, that increase in prize money, has it made it more difficult to get a horse now in these parts in terms of when you're trying to buy maybe a tried horse to come out and race out here? Once you could get a horse maybe at, you know, this level, and now it's got to, you've got to step the bar up and go a little bit harder.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I think that's relative to the prize money, but to
yep.
be fair, I don't think that's actually a drama. It's just now, like, we're probably buying the horses out of Sydney that have won their maidens class ones at Bathurst and Orange, where we compete. So as long as we continue to go west, yeah, it's still a viable option. And if you get a, you can get a good one here and there, well, it's really good. It's
what
really
about good. What about the rain last night, mate? That track will be okay with the way it absorbs moisture?
Yeah, no, it'll be fine. I had a look last night, and there was a lot of parts underwater.
Yep.
This morning it's all gone. Yeah, gum tree over the track and took a bit of fencing out. That might be a bit more of a drama, but the boys are onto that already. So, yeah, we... Yeah, it was a bit chaotic, but, yeah, we won't say no to rain, Dave. Yeah.
Tell us about your experiences with the Cowra Cup and how things are going to play out Sunday afternoon.
Well, obviously, you know, we speak of Zaron, like he's a little legend for us in the town. It's tougher now. He's 10 and he's got big weights, but he's done it with bigger weights. Probably less opposition than he's got tomorrow, yeah.
Got us. Tell us the Zaron story. And for those listening, so Zaron won 4 straight Cowra Cups.
He did, Dave. Just briefly back to the first one.
Yep.
It was a weekend not unlike this. We thought the meeting was off. It just tumbled rain. Like, it was crazy. There was probably only, not pat myself on the back. It was only myself and maybe Adam Ganey's jockey at the time. I thought he'd ever run 1,200 down a well. And, the races were on. It was a heavy 35. He won amazingly, and I think he's nearly won every start over 1,200 since. So then it sort of just went on from there, yeah.
How did you get the horse? Like, was he a tried horse when you got him, or what's the story there?
No, he's not. Ronnie Gilbert bred him. It's the only emotion in my life talking about Ronnie Gilbert. He's a really good man to me. Give me horses from a long time ago, a horse called Sky Boss. He wasn't much good. We ended up winning 5 races, and from then on, we just got an amazing association. This horse is the best one he had with us, for sure, and unfortunately, he trialled the day after Ronnie passed away. He never actually got to see him, and then, we went on. We had an amazing run with Ashley Gilbert, his son, who was a football player, probably played with these legends coming up here, a Canberra Raiders player. And, Ronnie sort of helped us out to start with after he passed away. I think he won 5 out of 7 races or something with a couple of good horses we had for him. And, Ashley's had my back ever since then. He's really been great to me.
He's a good man, Ash.
He's a champion. He sort of ends every sentence with we have is, you know, I got your back, Andy, and you do whatever you think's right. And that means a lot when you're training. It makes life easy.
Well, yeah. So you won the first one, yeah. Then you won the second one, and you go the three-peat. Yeah. What's the emotion? Because obviously you just got emotional then talking about it. I mean, what's the emotion like winning third, fourth, etc.?
I'll be honest, zero. It's more that Ronnie, it sort of hits back a little bit. Like, yep. he was a good man, but I didn't realise at the time how good he was. Zero, to be honest with you, winning the race, yep. to be truthful. Last year, and unfortunately it didn't turn out, it was the only year it sort of sunk in a little bit. What he'd done. There was a bit of promotion about it. And yeah, it sort of started to realise what we didn't enjoy as much as we should have.
Yep.
It was just sort of like, get him there, get him right, and, you know, that's our job. So we've enjoyed him a lot more now, and Kosciuszko obviously was just massive, just even, you know, the promo and just being involved. We're starting to appreciate him at the wrong time of his career, I think, yeah.
And how big is the cup for the town of Cowra?
It's getting bigger. It just seemed to be, especially this year, it seems to be the biggest vibe I've seen. Just a lot of mates and that, like, get around town and starting to sort of, they know, especially the old horse, Zaron, and even though he got beat last year, we're lucky enough to win the actual main cup with Welcome Art, and, you know, a few people ask him what he's doing, and yeah, I suppose it comes with a little bit of success. No one really cares if you run third or fourth. They they forget about you, or even second.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I was here for that non-tabber where he trialled Zaron, and I met Ash that day, and the way he trialled, I don't think the horse knows he's 10.
Mate, he's got no idea. Yeah, no, I just put him on the walking machine before I come here, and, you know, my arm's still sore from getting from his box to the walking machine. Yeah. Like, he's unbelievable. And his first up run was really, really good. Matty Carr was quite buoyant after it, and that's sort of a good enough for me.
Yep.
To keep pushing forward. So this prep's always been, at any stage when it wasn't going right, it was retirement. He trialled like a bomb, as you said, Dave, and then he was... Yeah, genuinely unlucky the other day at Wagga, and had intent. He wanted to race, so whatever he wants to do, that he'll hang around. Yeah.
All right. Okay. So, what about away from? Just looking at your noms here for a second ago. So you got the three acceptances, Just a Flash, and also Valerian. How will they go, mate?
Look, in real terms, they're probably better chances than Zaron. Take the emotion out of it. They both find the right races.
Okay.
But obviously nothing against Zaron, but he's won 12 and they've won, you know, 2-1, so he's at the other end of the scale.
Right, so Valerian 360 at the moment. That's in race 3, horse number 6. Race 4, you've got Just a Flash for Eleanor, who rides. Tough draw, though. You've drawn the car park, the 14, but you're at 5.50. And then Zaron, $11.370 a place. Surely he runs a hole.
There's an all up in it, isn't there? You'd think so. Like, in saying that, his form does read. He either wins or he doesn't, really. But, just on those other two, like, that Just a Flash, he's a pretty promising horse,
yep.
To be fair. He's got a long way to go, but he is a pretty nice horse on the way through. Yeah.
All right, mate. Well, mate, we appreciate you coming in here. We know, obviously, you just said you were up working the horses, had him on the treadmills, Zaron before. So it's been a busy time of year for you, mate. And looking forward to a bit of a party on... Now, Ash and the boys coming up, they'll be here surely on Sunday.
Mate, they're going to be here tomorrow. They've never done it before. And, like, let's be fair.
They've never done
the Calcutta. The day he won his first one, I actually advised him not to come. It was a waste of time. And he heeded my warning. And he used a few other words, and he got in the car, and he drove through floodwaters and whatever else, and he got here, like, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes before he actually won that race.
Wow.
So, yeah, lucky he didn't listen to me on that one, yeah.
Nah, all good, mate. Well, mate, enjoy yourself, and hopefully Zaron can lob for the punters. $11 it is currently with the tab, $370. Give it strength.
Yeah, God help, yeah.